You are listening to Serendipity, a podcast of Remove. You're listening to Serendipity, a radio podcast.
Okay, so you're listening to Serendipity, a podcast hosted by Anne Herpman.
And Martin Johnson.
And Martin Johnson.
And so we're sitting in Anne Herpman's apartment on Long Island City, on Long Island. And we are so proud to introduce the second place winner of the first SAR Awards. And it's called Can You Help Me Find My Mom by Jonathan Mitchell,
who created the Truth Podcast. This one was written by Diana McCory, also of the Truth Podcast. Okay. Yeah. Diana, why don't you talk a little bit, and I'm just going to get our levels here.
Okay. My name is Diana McCory. I like to write stories. Oh my god, I dated this guy once who wrote me, after I broke up with him, wrote me an epic poem. It was like literally 40 pages long, and oh god, every page started with Diana McCory telling me a story.
We made a story called Can You Help Me Find My Mom. It's about a little girl who can't find her mom. She's looking for her mom, and no one will help her.
She's asking strangers for help, and nobody will. People are kind of looking at her like she's crazy.
Excuse me?
And it's very, very frustrating for her.
Excuse me?
Yep.
Can you help me find my mom? She has dark hair. She has blue eyes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta go. I can't.
Thanks for the help.
The truth.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
Can you help me find my mom?
I don't have time for this right now.
Hey there. Hey, where's the fire? Where are you headed to? You're in a hurry. Slow down.
Please stop following me.
I just want to talk to you.
Please stop following me.
Come here. Come to the window. I just want to ask you.
No tenemos eso. Lo siento.
Excuse me. I need help.
Podemos mirar más tarde a ver si hay algo, pero no creo.
Please.
Más tarde llamamos.
Por favor.
Tengo que irme. Hay alguien.
Necesito ayuda. Hay un hombre que está.
What do you need?
There's a man in a van. He's not leaving me alone.
Okay, where is he?
He's right outside. He's coming in right now.
All
right,
you stay here.
That's him.
Oh.
I don't want to do this all day. Come
She's
on.
Over here.
What are you doing?
I got her.
I don't know him. He's not my Thank dad.
You. Sorry she bothered you.
No problem.
Okay, I got you.
No.
Ow.
Officer, there's a man chasing me. This is his van.
All right. What happened?
He wants to kidnap me.
Thanks, officer.
This is your van here, sir?
Yeah.
There's a no parking zone. You know that, right?
He tried to kidnap me.
All right, well, let it slide, but next time is a ticket, okay?
Yeah, understood. What?
Now,
you're going to have to go with him.
You have to help me find my mom.
I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do.
I committed a crime.
What crime?
A violent one.
Wow.
I'm giving you probable cause. New York State Law 710.30-1A.
That was impressive. Have a nice day.
Wait! Hey, come back!
That's
enough. Stop! You can't do this! Let me go! What are you doing?
There, all the way in.
Somebody, help me.
No, shh. Sit all the way back.
Let me go.
Have to sit all the way back. Here.
I don't want
to. Foot forward so it's not.
I don't want to. Let me go.
Okay, I'm sorry I have to do this.
No, I don't like needles.
Stop.
Hold still.
Knock. Maggie. I know you're awake. Come on now. Come on, there are cameras here. We saw that you're awake, okay? You have a visitor. Come on, sit up. There you go. Again, I am so sorry.
Just please don't let this happen again.
We'll make sure it does not.
Hey there.
Do I know you?
Yeah, you do. How are you? Are you okay? I heard you had quite a day.
What's happening?
It's okay. Everything's gonna be okay. Hey, let's go on a walk. Do you want to go on a walk?
Where are we?
We're in a place for people like you.
What do you mean, people like me?
You know, special people. People who don't know what they're capable of.
Why don't they know what they're capable of?
For different reasons. You know, that's part of what we're trying to figure out. Hey, look. Look. There's a piano in here. That's new. Have you played it yet?
No.
Why don't you give it a try? You are. Keep going. Oh, you know what? Hold on. Hold on a second. I want to make a recording. Let's make a little music video.
Okay.
All right. And action.
That's a nice little camera you've got there.
Thank you. It's also a phone, too.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Sorry, Rose. Sorry, it's just, it's almost 5. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, can we have a few more minutes? Since I had to wait to see her?
Yeah, of course, sure.
Thank you.
Who's that man?
That's Eddie. He works here.
Do you work here?
No, I do not.
Why are you here, then?
I'm visiting you.
Are you my mom?
No, I'm not your mom.
Do you know my mom?
It's complicated. You want to move over a little? Look at this. This is the music video we just made.
Action.
Now, who's that?
That's me?
Yeah.
That's a nice little camera you've got there.
It's also a phone, too.
No, it's not.
It's me. That's you.
But...
It's okay. Hey, sorry, Rose. Sorry, it's just, it's almost 5. I'm just letting you know.
You're Rosie.
Yes, yes.
My Rosie, yes. My daughter.
Yes.
I remember you.
I know you do.
Oh, look at those eyes. You got your dad's eyes.
I did. I got dad's eyes.
I miss him.
I do too.
I don't have anything to feed you. Did you eat before you came?
I did. I had a lot of food right before I came.
Okay, I promise next time I'll have those cookies you love.
Oh.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I'm married. Do you remember?
Yeah, did I come to the wedding?
You did.
Which one was he?
He was the Irishman.
Do you have a picture of
him? I do.
Oh, those Irishmen, you have to watch out. They drink and then they chase the ladies. The ladies.
Okay, here he is right there.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a really good guy.
Oh, you will have such beautiful babies.
We already have our babies. They're all grown up.
Sorry, Rose, it's time.
No, it's okay. I'm sorry, Mom, I gotta go.
Just 5 more minutes.
No, we've gotta go. Come on, let's stand up. I'll walk you to your room. Come on.
Okay.
Here we are. I'll see you tomorrow,
Rosie. I love you.
I love you too, Mom.
Where am I again?
You're home.
Home.
I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Okay?
Bye!
Bye!
It's inspired by my grandmother, who has pretty advanced dementia, and she often sort of doesn't know where she is in time or how old she is, and she often reverts to, or seems to revert to, this 9-year-old or 10-year-old version of herself, where she wants to go back to her parents' house. She doesn't know anybody in the room. She wants to be surrounded by her family, most of which is dead. And that really scared me when it first started happening, because I thought it would just be a terrifying thing to truly believe that you're a little girl and not have any memories after that, and then have people tell you that it's the future and everybody you know is dead. It was like a horrible Twilight Zone episode that she has to live through repeatedly, because you can't remind her of anything that sticks.
Did you play the story for her?
I did. I haven't played the entire thing for her. I've played her pieces of it, because she gets distracted really easily and wants to know what's going on. But she loved the music. The music is her favorite part. Music is sort of one of the last things that she can seem to really grasp and really understand without anxiety, because she gets really sort of self-conscious about not understanding what's going on. But with music, she kind of intuitively gets it. So she likes that.
So you've been listening to Can You Help Me Find My Mom by Jonathan Mitchell.
Of the Truth Podcast, and written by Diana McCory. Serendipity is a monthly podcast from Sarah Lawrence College, which is produced by me, Anne Hepperman.
And me, Martin Johnson.
It is supported by KCRW's Independent Producer Project. You should do all the social things. You should follow us on Twitter and Facebook and send us mail. I don't know. We should have like a physical mailing address. Send us actual postcard and all that stuff. And then maybe we'll put something online at thesarahwards.com. Or we should. We should put some kind of physical address where people can send us postcards.
Yeah, we want postcards.
Mm-hmm. All right.